Carlos. So now most of those plating shops have all gone. What that does is when you have a reduction in that amount of constituents, mainly heavy metals that are coming to you, you can actually expand the limit a little bit for other industries to possibly come in because you've had such a reduction in your total discharge to us. So the reduction has allowed us to expand and increase those limits for those particular constituents that you can.
Okay. And what I'd like to make kind of what I want to get confirmation from you on is because in the last, let's call it in the last number of years, I mean, you pick whether it's 4, 10, 15, say, there certainly at the national level, there has been what I would call various movements to reduce restrictions on businesses, for example. And I just want to make sure that these higher levels are things that it's they're not occurring because of some, shall we say, pressure to lift restrictions on businesses. I just want to make sure what we release is as healthy as possible, and that, you know, there's no compromise on anything that people need to be concerned about.
That's a great question and a great comment. No, actually, these limits are put in place to protect the integrity of our wastewater treatment process. And we have limits on our discharge that we have to meet. So by increasing these few constituents, we can still meet those stringent requirements that we have discharging into San Francisco Bay and into recycled water. So it does not impact that.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. That just wanted to make sure that was completely clear, and I appreciate it. All right. That's all my questions.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other Commissioner Oddie?
Yeah, following up on what Warren had said, I noticed the value's going up and you go, whoa, what's going on? But what's really important is that the total pounds per day that we're talking about has dropped, you know, radically, even given the higher concentrations or slightly higher concentrations. The pounds per day we're looking at is dramatically lower. So I just wanted to make that point. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment, Commissioner Oddie. Yes, that's absolutely correct. Even though the concentration went up, the actual loading or the impact of the treatment plant, we anticipate still going to be low. And I don't anticipate any really new plating businesses moving in, and not just because of the limits that SVCW puts on them, but because of other regulatory pressures that the county puts on them for storage of hazardous materials and inspections and other regulatory pressures. So we don't anticipate these coming up, but that's a great comment, Commissioner Oudy. Thank you.
I see no other hands.
So I guess we announce now that the public hearing is open. I have not received any written comments. As Monty alluded to, we had originally received two comments, both of which were answered. The first comment was a request for the full report, which we submitted to the requester. And the other comment was clarification, just as the discussion was here, clarification as to what higher concentrations meant. And we answered that request of satisfaction. And beyond that, we've received no comments or questions.
Okay. If we have no comments, then we can close the public hearing.
And move approval. Madam Chair?
Yes.
A motion is required to close the public hearing.
Can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I move closure of the meeting, for the public meeting.
I second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Ice, second. By Commissioner Collins. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Oddie?
Yes.
Commissioner Geary?
Yes.
Great. And then we also need approval authorizing submission of the report to the regional board. We need a motion for that.
So moved.
Approval.
I'll second.
Commissioner Collins and Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Moved in second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Audi?
Yes.
Commissioner Gary?
Yes. Okay, we are moving on to item B. Considering the motion approving the Brown Act Caldwell Task Order Scope and Budget for Design and Period Services.
Right, and I'll ask Kim to provide the presentation on this item.
Thank you. So the process that we're talking about right now is the fixed film reactors. And on the photo on the left, you can see kind of the three tall towers. Those are our fixed film reactors, our FFRs, we call them. There originally were four in the treatment plant. You can see there's a to the right of those three, we've located some generators in the location of the demolished fourth FFR. These reactors are a critical part of our secondary system. And the secondary process is where we encourage the growth of microbes to consume the organic material in the wastewater. So have largely been untouched throughout RCIP. So I consider these like kind of the last process as part of the CIP that started in 2008 to upgrade and rehabilitate the treatment plant. And there are structural, mechanical, electrical aspects of the rehabilitation. So how these reactors work, if you can look at the picture on the right, that is a view from above. And so the water gets pumped up to the top of these towers, and those arms that you can see in the right hand picture rotate and sprinkle the water over the top. And the water trickles down over the media within the reactor. And I'll talk a little bit more about the media moving forward. But as it trickles down, it comes into contact with microbes that remove the organic material. So next slide, please, Jessica. These are just a couple of pictures to show the current state of the FFRs. The picture on the left shows the media on top, and you can see, if you can see on the bottom left of that photo, it's kind of starting to fall down. This is a 40-year-old process. It's plastic media within the FFR, and it appears as though it's at some point in the height of the FFR, the media is starting to collapse upon itself. The picture on the right shows some rust and structural concerns with both the beams that are the superstructure, as well as the kind of the skin structure that's keeping the FFR in place. Next slide, please. This is the picture on the left here. That's the media that I've been referring to within the FFR. So it's these blocks of plastic material in kind of a grid formation. They're about 2 feet long by 1 foot by 1 foot blocks. And what they do is they are, you know, create a lot of surface area for the microbes to grow on. And so it's a film of microbes that grow on the surface area of the media. And as the water trickles by, those microbes are consuming the organic material out of the wastewater. The photo on the demolishing FFR number four, and you can see like one layer of media, that step up where the media is, that's the where it's being removed block by block. And as you can see over the years, especially without kind of screening for the majority of the time that this treatment plant has been in existence. There's a lot of trash, a lot of debris that has made its way into the FFRs and gotten, you know.
So Kim, you're going in and out through
you're breaking
the,
up.
Through this presentation. Can you turn off your video?
I'll turn off my video.
And if it continues, I'll just go ahead with the presentation.
Okay. So I was referring to the trash that you can see on in the picture on the right, and that reduces the effectiveness of the surface area. And also adds weight to the media, which can impact what we saw was the media can collapse under all of that weight over time. So next slide, Jessica. So this action today is for authorizing design services, which will include preliminary investigation. We'll need to make some critical decisions about the type of media, how the pumping is going to go to each of the FFRs, how we're going to handle odor control, and ultimately we'll bid this project out, and there are bid period services included. We had a competitive process amongst all of our consultants that do design services for us, and chose Brown and Caldwell based on their experience, recent experience, and extensive experience working on this type of process. Next slide. And so the recommendation is to approve the task order for Brown and Caldwell for design services.
Thank you. Do we have any questions from my colleagues?
It looks like Commissioner Collins is raising his actual hand.
Okay, I couldn't see
actual
that.
Hand. Yeah. I forgot where the raised hand button. Oh, there it is. Sorry. My question is, it's a really silly question, but what do you mean when you say media?
Yeah, so I know media is a kind of a funny word. Jessica, can you go up a couple of slides? So media in the wastewater world is the material that something is filtered through. So we talk about the sand is the media in our filters, or the carbon is the media in the filters that we have at the end of our process. And in this case, the media is this plastic material that the water kind of trickles down and comes into contact with as it trickles down throughout the process. So it's this, on the left, you see the picture of the media in its, at the time of when it's purchased, and it's just this this grid of plastic material.
Okay, thank you.
No other hands are up. All right, then I'd like to ask for a motion. Item 8B.
I will move this motion per staff's recommendation.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Lieberman and second by Commissioner Oddie. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Collins. Commissioner Collins.
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman.
Yes.
Commissioner Oddie.
Yes.
Commissioner Gary.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next item.
Item 8C is also a presentation that will be given by Kim.
Thank you. Okay, so this is Gravity Pipeline, and I've got some photos of the current status of the Gravity Pipeline project. As you know, the tunnel part of the project is over. On the picture on the right is the face of the tunnel boring machine out on the surface after it was taken out of the shaft. The picture on the bottom left is the pipeline that we are beginning to install within the tunnel that will actually carry the sewer, the sewage, excuse me. So a critical aspect of this project has been the quality assurance that has been done by Tanner Pacific. At the beginning of the project, this was our first design build project that we'd ever undertaken. We used our guidance from other people who had done it and our best judgment of, you know, what the scope and budget should be for quality assurance for this project. For a few reasons, we were requesting additional funding for quality assurance for this project. The first was one of the important services that they provide is inspection. So they've had 10